This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was explicitly blaming outgoing President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, saying that the mob was fed lies and that the president and others provoked those intent on overturning Democrat Joe Biden's election. Ahead of Mr. Trump's historic second impeachment trial, McConnell's remarks were his most severe and public rebuke of the outgoing president. The GOP leader is setting a tone as Republicans weigh whether to convict Mr. Trump on the impeachment charge that will soon be sent over from the House. The Republican leader vowed a safe and successful inauguration of Biden Wednesday at the Capitol, where final preparations are underway amid heavy security. Meanwhile, in a farewell video, President Trump is wishing his successor well. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip inauguration and instead fly to Florida. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump has pardoned former chief strategist Steve Bannon as part of a late flurry of clemency action benefiting nearly 150 people, including rap stars and former members of Congress. The pardons and commutations for 143, including Bannon, were announced after midnight Wednesday in the final hours of Mr. Trump's White House term. The last-minute clemency announced earlier follows separate waves of pardons over the last month for Trump associates convicted in the FBI's Russia investigations, as well as for the father of his son-in-law. This is VOA News.